Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Welcome to a special edition of Chart Choppers. I am your host, Alan Austin. And the reason this episode is special is because my dear wife, it is now a little bit over a month where I get to say that, Gal is here. You may know her from her foodie Instagram account, Whisk and Shout. She'll tell you how to follow that later on. But she's here today with me to talk about something we've done together, which is rank our favorite trips. We went on a couple trips together. And Gal, wouldn't you say we have a fair share to choose from?
I would say so.
All right. So for the audience at home, we have not been everywhere. We do plan to go everywhere at some point someday. We've got an upcoming trip, part two of our honeymoon / celebrating grad school. We're both graduating. So we're going to be going to New Orleans, which we've never been. But for this list here, we're only doing the top five of the places we've been as a couple. And I was thinking about giving the audience the choices, but we'll just go through it and let these people know where we've been. So at number five, Gal.
Yes.
I have Miami / Key West.
Okay.
We just got back not too long ago. It was part one of our honeymoon. And I had never been, but you had. And this is a place that you wanted me to go with you.
Yeah, so I went to Miami on a bachelorette. And when I was there, all I could think was, oh, I wish Alan was here with me because I really enjoyed the food, the beach, just everything about Miami. And I thought you'd really enjoy it as well. So we decided to go back for part one of the honeymoon, since we did not want to travel outside of the U.S. right now due to COVID. And yeah, I would agree with you, number five is a good spot for it. Unfortunately, it didn't feel not safe during COVID because we're outdoors most of the time, but there was one letdown, I would say, was that we constantly faced automatic gratuity in all the restaurants we went to, which I was a server for many, many years. So I certainly appreciated that, but it turned out the service we got in most places was lacking or even non-existent. We maybe saw our server once and didn't see them again. But I mean, aside from that, I would say that we still had a good time. We did go during a tropical storm.
It didn't really affect the trip other than stepping in some puddles and not going to the beach as much as we wanted.
Yeah, but
yeah, and I, just so the audience knows, the whole reason we went to Miami, I later found out, was so that Gal could visit this one coffee shop she really liked, which was then out of business, assuming because of the pandemic. So big letdown for you there, which I think tarnishes the trip a little bit in your mind because let's be honest, we went there so you could get this coffee.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, that was number five. But the reason, I would say one of the highlights was Key West. Key West was awesome. It was like, I don't know, it was the Jersey Shore mixed with a farm all rolled into one. You had chickens walking around. You had a lot of those like novelty beach shirt shops and whatnot. And it was just everyone walking around drinking, having a good time.
Yeah, talking about good coffee, actually, the best coffee I had the entire 5 days we were in Miami and the one day trip we did to Key West was in Key West. It's a shop called Cuban Coffee Queen.
Shout out to Cuban Coffee Queen in Key West.
It was about $6, I think, for the iced coffee, so it wasn't cheap, but it was well worth it. Also, it was about noon by the time we got to Key West and off the tour bus that we went on. So I was in much needed caffeine. So it really hit the spot. And yeah, I would probably be in trouble if it was a local spot.
If you're ever in Key West out there, hit up Cuban Coffee Queen. All right. So that was Miami, Key West. We went to the Marlin game too, and that was a really nice ballpark. But a lot of the touristy stuff, automatic gratuity stunk, but it was a good time.
Yeah. All right.
Number four. Beantown, Boston. Really enjoyed our little trip up to Boston. It wasn't a long one. You know, we saw some friends up there, but we really made the most of it. This was our first COVID trip. Not that we had COVID when we went, but during the pandemic, and it worked out. We did a lot of stuff. It was a lot of fun, and I just really enjoy that city.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. We actually went last summer when COVID was still, you know, we didn't know better.
It wasn't raging. It wasn't like at the height of the pandemic. It was coming down a little bit.
Yeah, I would say so. But this was also way before vaccines were, you know, available. So I would definitely, you know, people are still kind of nervous and everything. But I would say that in Boston, everyone had their mask on.
Restaurants were awesome.
Yeah, we felt very, very safe. But the food was just amazing. Anything from the cannolis to the lobster tail pastries to the lobster roll you had, just about anything, really.
Everything was great. And I always, as a sucker for the show Cheers, always get excited when I see Cheers, even though we didn't go in. But yes, Boston, number four. Number three, and this one you might call a cop-out. I'm combining three places into one because a couple years ago we went out to California and we hit Los Angeles, which I had lived in for a couple years and we'd also been to previously, San Diego and Santa Barbara. But I just thought it was an awesome trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a habit to make the most out of every trip and cramming as much as possible, pretty much. So I think we went for, was it 6 days or a week? And we literally drove up and down California. We went from LA down to San Diego, came back to LA, then drove up to Santa Barbara. They were amazing. Which one would you say was your favorite of the three, though?
Well, just so the audience knows, we went out there for a couple friends of ours' weddings, Matt and Allie. Shout out Matt and Allie. And we, like you said, we made the most of it. But if I had to pick a favorite, I would say I really fell in love with San Diego while we were there. But that's no, you know, that's no shade on any of the other two. LA, I'd just been lived in, so it's not like it was new and fresh. But Santa Barbara was also really nice. So I think if you ask me after the age of 50, I'd pick Santa Barbara, but prior to that, San Diego.
I can totally see that. Santa Barbara was much more calm, even more family oriented. So I could definitely see that.
But while we were in San Diego, why don't you tell the story about the restaurant and the cake? So you had seen this cake online.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Don't remember the name of the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to put any restaurant in blast, but yeah, there was a cake I saw online. It was a chocolate crepe cake actually, which is, you know, layers. And when we ordered it, it took forever to come out. We asked the server after maybe like 25 minutes or so of waiting. They said they're still checking on it. They ended up coming out after maybe like 40 minutes of us ordering the dessert, maybe even 45 minutes. I don't remember at this point, but they brought us a chocolate lava cake, you know, the mini chocolate lava cakes, and said to us, because we had you waiting so long, we are actually going to give you the entire cake instead of only a slice of a cake. And I looked at it and I was like, no, this is not the cake. We are the crepe cake, you know, which is, if you know a crepe cake, like a full-size cake is like, what, 9-10 inches maybe diameter. So definitely not, they could not get away with that. And also, I do look up menus before we go to restaurants. I sometimes even go as far as not only looking at some like Yelp pictures, but on Instagram, like the restaurant's account. So I kind of like know what the food looks like and what to expect. So yeah. I definitely knew that was not.
They can't pull a fast one. Just so people know, when Gal and I go on trips, it is mapped out. You have a very good skill at creating an itinerary and making sure things are planned. I'm the opposite. I'm a go with the flow guy. And when it comes to restaurants, you look at the menus ahead of time. I like to be surprised by the menu when we go in. And this is something you don't understand.
No.
But other than that little mishap, which, by the way, when we were waiting for that cake, they kept making up excuse after excuse as to why we're waiting. They're like, we had to make it. It was in the freezer was one of them. You know, it was just kind of goofy. So, you know, other than that, the food was great. The atmosphere, everything was really cool about San Diego and that downtown area. Gas lamp.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Where some guy offered to buy us drinks and dinner and go to next trivia night. I don't remember. There was that weird guy at the bar. Weird in the sense that He was just kind of out of it, but still wanting to party, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah, well, quickly, a story about that is right after the dinner that we just talked about, the whole cake fiasco, we went next door to a bar.
A good bar.
A good bar, and they had trivia night. So we were excited, you know, we were going along with it. Some guy who was sitting next to us claims that he was there, like, every whatever night, trivia night, and he knew all the answers.
Oh, yeah!
And he helped us kind of cheat or, like, worked with us. And then towards, of course, he, a few of the answers that he gave us ended up being wrong,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, you know, fraud.
And then he asked us, so what are your plans after this? Where are you guys going? And we're just like, I think we're going to just go back to our Airbnb, actually.
And he was like, where is it? Remember? He was like, what part of town?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Maybe I tried to forget that part. Yeah.
I mean, we told him. We partied with him for days after that. No, we didn't. We didn't tell him. It was a little weird. But that was a fun city.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So before we get to the top two, we're going to cut out for a real quick break. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, this is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And when you're me and you have to be on camera your entire life, you want to look your best. I need to tell you guys about Lashes by Kayla. They're my go-to for magnetic mascara, liner, and lashes. That's not all. Kayla offers eyeshadows, lippies, plumpers, blush, and more. This entire line is the first of its kind to market. The formula is vegan, cruelty-free, and hyperallergenic. Shoot Kayla a message on Instagram at lashes_by.kayla or visit shop.torybellcosmetics/kaylacosmetics.com.
All right, so we are back for the top two, and coming in at number two is one that I definitely loved more than you did, and that was our all-inclusive in Cancun, Mexico at the Ibero Star Resort, which I would live at if I could.
I'm pretty sure I had food poisoning.
You had food poisoning, possibly, but that trip is one of the warmest memories in my life, especially of our relationship. I had never been to an all-inclusive. The luxury of the experience is just too much to deny, and I had a blast. Even when you were sick, you know, even that aside, it was such a like wonderful trip. The talent shows we went to, the pools, the pull-up bar, what is it called? Swim-up bar. And just like, I know the food wasn't great, which was your biggest knock on the place, but I absolutely loved it. And I would go back 100 times out of 100. I loved this place. It's only number two, but goodness gracious.
I mean, I would say the entertainment was really great. Maybe I'm spoiled because I've been to an all-inclusive in Cabo.
Ooh, pinky out over here.
And the food was really amazing. And just the resort in itself was just much better than the one we went to in Cancun. But yeah, the entertainment at the resort in Cancun was great. There was a lot to do also in terms of activities. So
we had inside jokes. We had songs. More stuff from that trip resonates into our daily joking than any other trip, I'd say.
Possibly.
Yeah. It holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's number two. Number one is, well, before we do number one, why don't we tell people some of the other places we've been to? So not in great depth, but we visited Philadelphia together. We like Philadelphia. We love going to Redden Terminal Market. Mm-hmm. We've also been to Burlington, Vermont. Yes. I've been to Burlington several times. I've had a couple different sets of friends live up there. And while it's a nice place, it's too far, there's not enough to do, and it's too hipster when it comes to its condiments. Basically, they all have homemade ketchup, can't find Heinz anywhere, and that's a huge problem for me.
Well, you can just bring packets with you or squeeze bottle.
You should not have to do that.
Well, I disagree. I thought the food was phenomenal when we went. And we went to Ben & Jerry's Factory, your favorite ice cream ever.
I do love Ben & Jerry's, and the factory is great. And a quick Ben & Jerry's story. I was there before we were together a couple years ago. I was there. And they were taking questions after the tour. And I guess a ton of locals go here all the time because there's not much to do there. And I asked the tour guide, have you ever met Ben & Jerry? Meaning like, do they come in, blah, blah, blah. And this lady, older lady, walks past me and goes, everybody knows Ben and Jerry. So that story always has a great place in my heart. And yeah, I do love the Ben and Jerry's, you know, factory tour and the flavor graveyard where my friend Alejandro knelt down and wept over one of the flavors that had passed on. Great memories of the Ben and Jerry factory. But yes, Burlington, a little too far and a little too hipster in terms of certain things that I just like the ketchup. The ketchup's the main one. In fact, the ketchup's the only hipster thing that I really can't stand up there. The people are great. They're super friendly. It's a great place, I would think, if you wanted to, like, raise a family near a city that's not too overwhelming, Burlington would be a great option.
Yeah, for sure. And it's pretty close to Montreal, so that's, you know.
Yeah, which brings us to Montreal, which we also visited. But I think as much as we had some really nice moments, for some reason this trip just doesn't stand out for me. And I know you feel the same way.
For Montreal?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I agree. We didn't think the food was great in a lot of the places we went, even though they're known for certain foods, so that was kind of surprising.
We did have the poutine.
We did.
What else were we having that was...
Well, you love the bagels because they boil them and then bake them, so they...
The bagels are fantastic.
Yeah, you did love the bagels. We went to the Jewish section and tried their babka, which does not compare to the one from Zadie's in Fairlawn.
Zadie's in Fairlawn.
Huge shout out. We love that babka. Out.
Yep.
I don't remember. We tried a few, you know.
I think what the knocks on the trip are, the driving stunk. There was construction everywhere. It slowed us down. And the big dinners we had were underwhelming.
Yeah.
So, and the weather was not great. So you combine all those things, I just feel like it doesn't crack the top five. We still have fun everywhere we go. And I really like Montreal and I would go again. But I don't know. Does it beat any of the others that we had here?
I'd have to really think about it, but we did really enjoy the sightseeing. Of course, we went to one of the markets, one of the big markets there, which...
Quick side note, anytime Gall and I go on a vacation, there are two stops we must hit. One is a flea or farmer's market of some kind, and the other is a Trader Joe's of the area. Both are torturous for me, but I go because you love to do it.
Well, I like to, as I always say, I like to go beyond the touristy spots and see what, you know, I like to go to local supermarkets. I won't mention because that's your number one, but, you know, a few of the places that we went outside of the country, outside of the U.S., I like to go to local supermarkets and see what their condiments are, what their snacks are, to really get a feel for the place and feel almost like a local for an hour or two while I'm shopping. Of course, sometimes I can't read the label, so that's a problem. But
we have a funny story about this when we get to number one.
Yeah.
But okay, so Montreal, you'd have to think about it, you said.
I did really enjoy the sightseeing, and we did love the, I think it's called the Old Port part.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, that was really, really, really nice. You know what? You're starting to convince me here. Does it beat Miami?
Well, the food was better in Miami, so I don't know. I'm big on food.
It's an honorable mention.
For sure.
Okay, so we've also been to Washington, D.C., which is one of your favorite cities, and no knock on the locals there, but it's one of my least favorite cities to visit, mainly because it's horrible traffic. And I know New York, Boston, all these places have traffic. I just hate driving in D.C., and it's like, whatever. But you love D.C.
I do. I think the only thing D.C. has that we don't have as many here are the traffic circles.
Yeah, they're
so
a pain.
that is a pain when Waze tells you to take the third, right off, and you have to literally drive while counting them, and sometimes you miss them. So, not a fan of that as much.
And if they have to block off streets for motorcades and stuff unannounced, you never know. It's hard. It's annoying.
Well, I mean, that hasn't happened to me a whole lot when I went to DC, but
no, maybe not. Maybe I'm creating things in my head, but I do like going to the Nationals game. They have a really nice stadium. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not a total loss. I love the sites, like the monuments, mm-hmm, and the touristy things. It's just one of those cities I could go to once every 10, 15 years and be good.
I could see that.
Number one. Brrr, Italy! Combining all our stops in Italy, which were Rome, Florence, a day trip to Pisa, and the Tuscan countryside, Tuscany, if you will, for a day.
Yes.
So those four, I know it's kind of like, you know, all right, all in one. Yeah, that's going to be better. But it's our Italy trip. So I'm giving it number one.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, it was, I think, also 7 days. And as I mentioned earlier, I like to cram things in and do as much as possible while we're there. We actually averaged, I checked on the last day, and we averaged walking 11 miles a day, I believe. And by day four, I think it was, for dinner, I was wearing, literally, it was like a fake leather leggings, and I was planning on wearing heels with them. I was wearing a nice shirt. We went to a nice dinner. I couldn't wear any other shoes except for my sneakers. No other pairs of shoes would fit because my feet were so swollen. We definitely did a lot of walking, but it was well worth it.
Worth it, but not painful. Like, it hurt. We did so much walking, our feet were blistered, like our legs, we couldn't move when we got back from that trip. I think adrenaline carried us through the final days in terms of walking.
That and a lot of gelato.
A lot of gelato. So Italy, the food was great. It was the best food I've ever had on this planet. And I was expecting it to be overhyped, like, oh, it can't possibly be as good as everyone says. And it was. The only thing, people are going to discredit me. Yeah, I've made a lot of bold choices on this show, but I like New York, New Jersey pizza better than Italian pizza. But you said it's because the style's different. But I did not like Italian pizza. But the steak, the meats, the pasta, all so much better in Italy. Like, it was just fresh and it was delicious.
Yeah, one of my favorite stories from Italy was actually our first night there. We actually had a very long...
It was the worst travel day you could ever imagine.
Travel day going, so our flight, basically the plane, we had to get off the plane because there was some technical difficulty with the plane. Then they overbooked us for another flight. It took us forever to get out of JFK to begin with. And then they completely changed our layover to Amsterdam when it was supposed to be in Paris. It was just a nightmare. And by the time we finally got to Rome, then we had to find our Airbnb, which we couldn't find. Yeah, it wasn't a great start to the trip. But literally the first night we got there, it's already like 9:30 p.m. We haven't eaten in like, I don't know how many hours between the layover and the canceled flights. And we just went to the closest restaurant near our Airbnb.
Falcone,
yeah, was the name of it. And we didn't think much of it. And we go and we look at the menu. And I just ordered an appetizer, which was mozzarella and a side of sauteed spinach. And I thought it would come out like mozzarella and tomato salad. And when it came out, it was just a ball of mozzarella. Like, think just fresh mozzarella, a ball of it. And I was like, great. Like, I haven't eaten so long, and this is the first thing I'm going to eat. And it just looked so plain. And what are you going to do with just a ball of mozzarella? And I cut into it. I'm like, whatever, I'm starving. I take a bite, and it was unreal. Yeah, the waiter came over and gave me olive oil, I believe. I guess that's how they serve it. And I was like, no, it doesn't even need anything. It was just perfect on its own.
And the pasta I had, I remarked instantly how fresh it tasted.
Yeah, I have pictures of you smiling from ear to ear eating that. Not to mention, in Florence, the steak with the truffle sauce, creamy truffle sauce you had.
Best meal I've ever had in my life. It was not even a Florentine steak, which they are known for. It was just a steak in Florence, which had a truffle sauce, and best meal I've ever had in my life. No, other than your cooking, of course, my love. But on a trip, it was the best meal I've ever had. Just like... unbelievable. The sights, the sounds, the people. I'm so glad we hit it before the pandemic.
Yeah, same.
So one funny story, we were talking about the flea markets and stuff and how, you know, we always try to learn a little bit of the language, whether it be French in Montreal or Italian in Italy. And we didn't want to get, you know, duped by the local market people. So we wanted to learn how to say how much in Italian so that they would think we're not going to be fooled as tourists. And what happened?
Well, we went to the market. We asked how much in Italian, and they respond back in Italian. And that's when we realized we have no idea what they're saying because yeah. We don't know that much Italian.
So we were like, how much? It was hilarious. But yeah, we have a blast whenever we go on trips. Italy, numero uno, as they say in Spanish. But I love traveling with you, and I look forward to a lifetime of many more trips.
Same here.
And what are some of your dream destinations before we go?
I would definitely say Paris.
That was probably going to be our honeymoon if the pandemic wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I've always, I know it's so cliche and just very touristy all around, but it's just a place I would definitely like to go, and just the surrounding areas. I would also say, you know, Burgundy region in France. Aside from that, Spain and Portugal are also up there on my list, so I would say those three countries.
Nice. My dream vacation, which you can join me or I can find Jeremy or somebody to come with me, is to go to all 30 MLB stadiums in the same summer. That is like a retirement vacation plan for myself. Would you like to come?
I'm good, but you can have a great time with Jeremy for sure. We did go to a baseball game to check off a stadium on our honeymoon, so...
Yes, we did go to a stadium in Miami. Thank you for that. It was lovely. It was your first domed stadium, so an air-conditioned baseball experience.
Oh, that was a great experience. I love that.
Yes, so that was our top five. And do you have is Italy your number one as well?
For sure.
Do you have a different, you know, number two before I let you go here?
Yeah, I don't think I would put, was number two Cancun?
Yes.
Definitely probably not put that in number two. Again, I would have to like look over them, but I would think probably like San Diego or Santa Barbara, even Key West, even though we're just there for a day, definitely rank much higher for me than Cancun.
Nice, nice. And of course you were born in Israel, so you've been over there. I haven't been over there. We do plan on going there together. And when we have children, we will go together to one of my favorite destinations, Disney World, which you have no interest in until we have children.
Correct.
And Hershey Park, which I love as well.
Right.
Yes. Gal, thank you, my beautiful wife, for joining me on this show. And why don't you tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram with your Whisk and Shout account.
Yeah, so it's at Whisk and Shout, so the letter N between Whisk and Shout. yeah, and you can see my I do a bunch of stuff on there, you know, quick recipes, some that I think of and put together, some that are, you know, taken off other blogs, and I credit, you know, whoever the author of the recipe is. And then I also do kind of like food hauls from Trader Joe's, Costco, and just local grocery stores like Special Finds. And yeah.
So make sure to check out Whisk and Shout. And as for our top five travel destinations, that's that. Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.